every club now actually has its own experts in place. Most of the top Premiership teams will have their own dietary experts, their own doctors, physiotherapists and sports scientists who can give the players proper and appropriate advice. And I'm sure if the dietitian at Manchester City had been approached, he would have said, whatever you do, don't take that product. But almost certainly in this case, he wasn't. The player will have read something on a label, read something on an internet or in a magazine and thought, if it works for my wife, if it works for somebody else, I'll try it. And there's a real danger then that you can trip up and end up getting yourselves in the very serious problems that we've seen in this case.
Now, I know a lot of people who have little or no sympathy for these young multimillionaires, but actually that's partly the problem, isn't it, that they're young and rich?
It is. And also what a lot of people don't always appreciate is that whilst they'll see a player playing for a club, that player has almost got his own individual brand, and he'll have his own agent, he'll have his own advisors and people around him that are almost part of the team of that individual player. And it's that team of people that will influence the direction that the player takes, the club that he plays for, the contract that he negotiates, and even in many cases the medical treatment, the dietary advice and so on that the player has. And they'll almost act in some cases independently of the team that they are seen to be playing for. So your average spectator will watch a Premiership game and think all of the players out there on the pitch are part of team, whatever club it is. In actual fact, a lot of them operate as individuals, marketing their own services, marketing their own brand, and working with their own team of advisors to help them with their fitness and the diet and the nutrition. And if those advisors aren't the very best, there is always a danger that that player will get themselves into the wrong situation, taking the wrong foods, training in the wrong way, and obviously, therefore, suffering the consequences if and when things go wrong.